AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Kansas City Chiefs and quarterback Patrick Mahomes were losing by 10 points at halftime last night to the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 57.
Guys talked to the locker room and we just said, let's leave it all out there. Let's leave it all out there for 30 minutes and see what happens at the end of the day.
Mahomes and the Chiefs rallied for two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. A field goal with 8 seconds to go clinched it. A 38-35 Chiefs victory, their second Super Bowl title.
I appreciate it because of the failures. I mean, the failure of losing the Super Bowl and losing the AFC Championship game, it gives you a greater appreciation to be standing here as a champion. Luckily, I'm going to Disneyland now, so I have Disney World and Disneyland crossed off, and I'll have to make some more parks so I can go around everywhere and do a world tour.
Mahomes played with a high ankle sprain suffered in the divisional round. China is now saying more than 10 U.S. high-altitude balloons have flown in its airspace during the past year without its permission. It follows the U.S. accusation Beijing operates a fleet of surveillance balloons around the world. An object was shot down over Lake Huron in Michigan yesterday. It's being called an unidentified object. General Glenn Van Herk is with NORAD.
If it is a threat, I'll shoot it down.
China says the balloon shot down by the U.S. over the South Carolina coast was an unmanned airship made for meteorological research that had been blown off course. A leading rights group urged the U.S. and Libya to explain the legal basis of a surprise extradition of a former Libyan intelligence officer accused of making a bomb that exploded on Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. Thousands of Israelis are protesting outside the country's parliament building ahead of a preliminary vote on a bill that would give politicians greater power over appointing judges. The vote is part of a judicial overhaul proposed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Moldova's president is outlining what she says is Moscow's plans to overthrow Moldova's government and involves the use of external saboteurs. This is AP News. Ukraine's presidential office's fierce battles are going on in the east near Bakhmut.
The presidential office says at least 5 civilians and as many were wounded in action across the war-torn country over the last 24-hour period. Meanwhile, Britain's defense ministry says in a briefing, Russian forces are bolstering defensive fortifications along southern Ukraine, appearing concerned about protecting the southern fringes of the 800-mile battlefront. The U.S. embassy in Moscow has issued another warning for its citizens to depart immediately from Russia. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
New Mexico State has called off the rest of its men's college basketball season after reviewing a police report that cited 3 players for false imprisonment, harassment, and criminal sexual contact against a teammate. 2 players quit following the initial reports of the hazing incident at New Mexico State. Ed Donahue, AP News.